Hey, this is DM Alan. Thanks for joining us once again for another week of awesomeness. Let's just get it started.
A long time ago, a band of misfits containing one kobold, a gnome, one half-orc, an elf, and an Asimar started to notice there was something wrong with the world.
You see, the immaculate building is lackluster at best.
They became the Order of the Obsidian Flame. They started to find beasts of legend, beasts of chaos.
There's some squid out there that's breaking ships. At the head of it all is a giant mushroom lady that is about 15 feet tall, and she seems to be giving orders.
The party learns that the Demogorgon is the metaphorical head of the snake. They need to defeat him specifically.
I think the best course of action would be to return to the city. Do you think that he would take a challenge from a mortal, seriously, trying to ascend into lordship?
If Kinian has a fallen on his side, the fallen attuned to their quote-unquote demon lord, that would show that there's potentially a real threat to becoming a demon lord then.
The allies of law wait in the celestial plane to strike at the opportune moment.
I understand the plan that you and your fellows have laid out, and all you need to do is call out to me, and I will open the one-way gate.
Can the Order of the Obsidian Flame pose enough of a threat to the Legion of Chaos knocking at Waterdeep's walls? Will the Demogorgon show his face to Kinian the Betrayer? Who will win in the ultimate clash of law versus chaos?
You all wake up the next morning. And this is kind of your guys' bag. How do you want to do this? You see outside of the town, you all are like standing on the wall that surrounds the city, and you see what Minette saw before. You see rifts that are opening off in the distance, and like a gout of dretches pour out from it and start rushing towards sections of the wall and are attacking it. It seems almost like they are trying to find a weakness in the wall. They seem to be distracting a lot of the guards and military that are around, making sure that they are wary. You see this happen, like you're looking as far as you possibly can to the north. The south is the sea, so you're looking as far as you can to the north, and you're seeing these rifts open up, and these demons pouring through all the way as far as you possibly can see northward. They just pop into existence here and there and start bashing against the walls.
Well, as we see this, before we're in combat, the entire time I am Eldritch Blasting.
Okay.
Because, just machine gunning it.
Yeah.
Out of Blast Staff. Because, yeah, that doesn't use up resources, and that's totally what you would be doing in a situation like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, in fact, these monsters are so low CR, one of them makes the mistake of opening up and running towards your group, and Keo's just cutting him down with the glass staff, like holding it to his hip and just like go 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 go.
I tell Bon, I'm like, your sister's one of these things.
Yep. She's a fallen.
She doesn't seem so bad. I mean, I took her solo last time when you were all passed out.
Yeah, but I don't know what's gone on since then. You might have picked up new tricks. I mean, I picked up a new trick.
What, not passing out when I headbutt you?
Yeah. Yeah, I picked that up. It's canon now, okay, everybody? It's canon. You can't knock me
You're
out.
You're now immune to Kinian headbutts. Okay.
Why don't we see if we can draw her out?
Okay. What do you got in mind?
And I push Bon off the wall.
Okay.
You just down towards the dretches, and I just jump off the wall behind him.
Once per day, Featherfall.
You sister effer.
All right.
And I'm raging, like hairs.
Yeah.
Flames everywhere.
Okay.
Axe out.
Do you guys just start like attacking these dretches and stuff?
Well, I'm standing by the wall that I imagine like Q and Minotaur are probably like just peeling off these dretches.
Oh yeah.
I'm just up on the broom above them.
I say, no, Master Kinian, please, I'll kill the dretches, I'm sorry.
Damn straight. And I adjust my hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing, like, the Helm of Brilliance. And as I, like, pass my hand over it and, like, touch one of the rubies, my axe catches a flame.
Nice. Okay.
And I just pull Celestia's might and start stabbing dretches.
All right.
Like, see, I'm good for something.
I use Toll of the Dead on some of the dretches to try to lure the Demogorgon.
Yeah, nice. So more and more dretches like start pouring towards you guys as you seem to be showing activity towards them, and you're cutting them down easy. You're using Toll the Dead Tin, and it's ripping these scars in space and like sucking in the dretches. You guys are kind of taking a lot of the heat, and then things start like calming down. Less of the dretches start to come through, and it starts to like die down completely. Yes.
Are there any like random guards that are
absolutely
be around?
Just running around, yeah.
Okay. I want to find one that's going to kind of I want to instruct him to like pay attention to me when things start to get serious.
Okay.
And I infuse one of our diamonds that's used for Revivify with Revivify.
Oh, shit. Nice. Okay.
And I tell him that if I seem to fall over dead, that he needs to run over and use this item on me.
Don't matter what monsters are in the area. Run on in.
I won't be in an area, I hope, that I'm going to be immediately surrounded by, you know, a whole bunch of bullshit.
I know, I'm just joking.
Minette uses extra life.
All right. And Minette, you complete giving this, we'll call him Jeremiah. And,
was he a bullfrog? Ribbit.
Was he bullfrog? and you have given him instructions. Is he to basically stay by your side, or is he, what's his purpose other than if you fall? Like, is he supposed to, is he drift globing this? Like, just stay near you?
Yeah, just kind of stay nearby.
Okay.
Keep a dretch off you.
I think Jeremiah is kind of a badass to some degree. He's got pretty mundane weapons, but he seems battle hardened. I think at this point actually none of the guards have mundane weapons, because that doesn't make sense. You have to have a plus one weapon to survive at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they've got just awesome masterwork type weapons that are floating around in the guard and the army.
They're all like beat up and
right. Oh yeah.
Not to put a damper on Jeremiah's mood, but I tell him to like tell his cohorts the same kind of deal.
Sure.
Of like
in case Jeremiah dies.
I'm kind of a big deal, so like
a short big
let
deal.
Everybody know that like if I fall and die, I need some help. Whoever's around.
Jeremiah's telling him, hey, if I fall over, take this gem I got here.
No, the gem's gonna be on me. It's gonna be like as a necklace on my person, but it should be easy enough for them to activate.
So this lull in activity goes by for maybe about 2 minutes or so, and everybody on the wall seems like awkward. This doesn't
suspicious.
This is very suspicious. Almost like you might have caught the attention of the being, and there may be mustering happening or something.
Kira's yelling, "Yeah, drive him back! We're winning!"
can I shout a thing?
Yeah,
I shout out as loud as I can. I'm like, "That's right! Kinian the Betrayer has claimed Waterdeep as his. The Demon Lord has stated his claim."
I think when that happens, the town alarm goes off right in time with that. And it's like a horn, but it's a magical horn that goes across the town, just... And you see off in the distance now, just beyond the ridge of the cliff, you see popping into view... Tons of scars, just more than you've seen yet. And slowly dretches who would have ran out are now starting to slowly walk, almost as if they're suffering pain from not running towards you. And it's this massive show of force. The guards behind you, Manette, they like take a quick pause back, and you do actually smell a bit of urine. This is a extremely scary situation that you guys have entered into, but you all are fine. You're immune to fear. Who's with Manette? Who's not? Like, not metaphorically, but like physically. Who's with Manette? Who's not?
So Bon and Kinian are at the base of the wall.
Yep.
Right. Keo is up above them just shooting stuff.
I'd probably be close to Kinian and Bon, but just hanging slightly back. Since I'm kind of a mid-range fighter.
Okay. So are you down on the ground or in the wall? Or on the
I'm
wall?
I'm in the air.
Okay. Manette, you hear off in the distance behind you loud screams. And you, when you turn your head to look, you see scars starting to open in the city. And out start stepping Garistros. And they are plowing through shops and homes. They're running down the street to, like, gain momentum and then just smash into walls and just pile through some of... they're like knocking over buildings because of how much their structure they're taking out.
Damn.
And then you start to hear, then you start to hear like another sound. It's not like a tear opening. It's like a whoop, whoop. And as you're hearing it, you're hearing Manette. Manette, how have you been, my friend? Let's all roll initiative.
Viper.
You don't think he's mad at me for, you know, destroying his building?
No, I don't see why he would be.
Nah.
He didn't seem like the type to hold a grudge.
I'm gonna drink my potion of 12 sorcery points.
All right, 10.
18.
18. Manette.
20.
20.
20. Manette can go first.
Kinian.
Remember last session when I was 15.5 and then this shows 15?
Yeah.
I roll with advantage because I'm a barbarian, and I rolled 2 13s plus 2, which is also 15.
All right.
Consistency is key.
That's right. All right. So Kinian is at 15.
15 still, sir.
Keo.
I
rolled a 3, so I'm at 6.
6. All right. The Viper has...
5. Come on, 5. Come on, 5.
Not a 5.
But I'm already raging, FYI.
Come on, 4. Come on, 4.
I mean, he's got a plus 8,
that's
so.
What I do.
Does he legit?
No, I'm just kidding.
I figured you were spitballing.
Wouldn't surprise me.
The Viper has...
We're going to have to roll high if he's got that much dex.
22.
Oh.
Manette, you hear this... you hear this laughter, and then you smell the smell of ozone as there is a lightning flash that goes off. You just catch the Viper like forming out of mist on top of one of the buildings. As he does, he pulls back his javelin and he throws it at you.
His javelin?
Yeah.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
That fucker.
I think it's now Manette's javelin.
Kinian, I got your javelin.
Let's see here.
It feels cold. Plus my entire seven. Body feels cold.
20. The 20 hit?
Yes.
Oh, bummer.
Even with my shield.
You can just hear the regret in his voice just dripping off.
Even with my shield.
All right. You suffer. You take 8 piercing damage. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
12.
12. Doesn't make it.
Oh, no.
So you suffer another...
Goodbye, temp HP.
It's not that many D6s.
21 points of lightning damage. You like you see him appear, and then this flash of lightning strikes out from him, and you look down as a sharp burning pain is in your chest, and you go to grab at it, and as you do, it turns to mist and reappears. On his back.
That's fancy.
Sounds like you're not getting that back unless he dies.
It is now your turn, Minute.
He's upgraded the javelin.
I shoot him.
You do.
What oh, do good. You don't even have to roll. You heard the DM.
Yeah, you got him.
All right.
And you can sneak attack, too.
Yeah. 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Because of your upgrade.
53 damage.
53, all right. Do you do anything else?
I would attempt to hide if there's, like,
yeah, there's, cover. Like, embattlements and stuff like that where you're at. Go for it.
20 stealth.
You fire, and then you, like, turn and, like, put your back to one of the embattlements, and you hear, like, this, fuck! Ah! You're gonna pay for that, Manette! And you hear, foom! Foom.
The Viper's here. He's in the city. Get back on top of the wall.
It is now Bond's turn.
How tall is the wall?
Very tall. What do you want to do?
Run up it?
Yeah, go for it.
Like, I can make it?
Sure.
Okay, I run up it.
Okay, like, yeah.
Bond, where are you going?
Shoot it back. Gotta go kill some people.
Okay.
He doesn't have a ring, so he doesn't know.
I'm like, the... people are that way?
No, there's the...
Bring Kenny in, there's Garistros.
Manette needs us. There's a Viper.
Motherfucker.
I forgot you didn't have a ring.
Yeah.
I don't have a ring. Mine got nuked.
All right. Let's see. Is that your turn?
I'm assuming I can't make it there.
No, you get to the top of the wall, and you can see the Garistros, like, smashing through buildings, and you don't see a Viper.
Okay.
What's your passive? Just a...
Oh, it's like 20.
Yeah. Nope, you don't see a Viper.
I'm gonna head towards Manette.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming I will have a better chance of finding the Viper with Manette.
All right. So Manette's got, like... You land on top of the wall, and you see Manette's little body, like, crouched against, like, the embattlement, and he's got, like, this wild look in his eyes, and he looks at you, and you look at him, and you hear, foom, foom. And I need you to...
Is he going to throw it at me?
Yes, he is.
It's almost like he predicted what he was going to do.
Let's see. So we'll do the first one. Do I need to tell you if it hits, or do I need... What do I need to tell you?
I need to know how much damage it does.
Okay. All right. Does a 23 hit?
Yep.
Okay. So you suffer... Oh, Jesus. All right. I need a roller.
That's never a good
man.
Sign.
This doesn't sound like...
Six. So another... you suffer 23 piercing.
Was it like 15 d4s?
That was a ranged attack, right?
Yes.
I gotta get a 6.
So he throws... What happens is like your monk-like abilities, you snap around, and as you snap around, a dagger is flying through the air at you.
I catch it.
Okay.
And throw it back at him.
Yeah, do that.
All right. All right. Make a attack. A ranged attack, then.
12?
12 to hit?
Yeah.
Nope. So
I catch a dagger and I fling it off into the distance.
Yeah, you throw it at him, and as it starts to pass by him, he like turns just slightly, and it end over end flips past him, and you see him like look back at you and smile, and as he does, it turns to mist just off slightly in the distance. It turns to mist and appears back on his belt. Then he throws two more daggers at you.
Oh, Jesus.
Does a 15 hit you?
Nope.
Okay. And a 21.
Yep.
Okay. All right, 29 points of damage.
Ouch.
And that is his legendary. It is now your turn, Tin.
I'm 50 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to see the Viper?
Yes, he's not far away from Bon.
I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt at 5th level. Range spell attack.
Okay.
That's good.
12, and then I think I've got 11, so that'd be 22 to hit.
22 hits?
Cool. 32 radiant.
32. All right. He bursts with this radiant energy striking against him. It is Kinian's turn.
I start flying back up toward the group. With 70 movement and a glowing gnome, do I see the Viper?
Oh, yeah.
How close can I get to him?
I think you're within range of him. I don't think you can get to him, though. Because the wall's pretty tall.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can distance attack him.
How far is he?
50 foot.
It's too far for an axe throw, so... I say, hey, Viper! Catch! And I throw a javelin at him.
All right.
Here we go. Does a ridiculous hit him?
Mm-hmm.
13. 20.
A 20 does hit.
Oh.
Yep.
I hit him with a javelin.
Mm-hmm.
For ghetto crit, 6 non-magical plus 9. So it's 15, just pure strength.
15 pointy stick damage.
Ah, there you are. And I assume your attunement's over?
That would be all my actions and bonus actions, I suppose.
Okay.
I don't really have any bonus actions I use anymore, but I'm perma-rage for the most part.
He takes his last legendary action of the round and attacks at you, Kinian, 3 times.
He'll make all of his attacks at disadvantage, too, because dagger's even less range than a javelin.
Not for these ones.
Oh, cheaters.
He could have the thingy where you...
He's imbued with by a demon, so, you know.
He's got sharpshooter.
Okay, so I've got 2 hits and a miss. 30. 30 points of piercing damage on the first one, and you are not able to have that. So when you're struck with it, the area around... where it enters, it starts to like become necrotic, and it starts deteriorating. And you see some of these cuts and like the gunshot wound on the viper start to close up. And he says, "Oh, that feels good."
And that was his daggers?
That was one of his daggers. And the second one.
He's got my daggers.
That is 16 plus 7, so we're at another 23, right? Right, yeah. And so 23 piercing, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw. You totally got this, big boy.
Is it magic?
Yep, go for it.
Good. That sucked. I'm going to use a luck point.
Okay.
That's better. 22.
All right. You succeed. So you grab at this dagger and you pull it out. And as you pull it out, the blade is actually a running ichor. It's not a metal blade, but it is. It almost looks like the River Styx. It is just constantly pouring. And a lot of that oozed into you. You instinctually put your hand, the black hand, onto your chest, and the obsidian flame starts roaring with black fire, and you feel the ichor become like suck out of your body, and it absorbs into your hand.
Nice.
Good thing I touched that flame.
My items.
And now it
going into the last two sessions with completely new gear.
Yep. No health potions. Nothing.
I had really good potions.
So, as a bonus action, I give myself fire resistance.
Okay.
Burning a spell, a sorcery point. And that holds for an hour. And then as my action, I move up within range. I was floating kind of just off the wall above them. So my 50 feet of movement's going to be plenty to get me close enough to be within range of Bon and Kinian. Uh-huh. And I twin a haste.
All right.
An oldie but a goodie.
That's right. You hear, like, as you're twinning that, the viper, he says, "You two, get the fuck over here." And you see as the Garistros are like plowing through the buildings, two of them like come out into the road, and like one's got like a shirt hanging off of one of its horns, and the other one's like covered in just like all of this gore and dust from the debris. And they start running at the wall. They reach the wall, and when they strike it, the entire wall starts to shake in this area. Just, and you start hearing some massive cracking down below. They start climbing up the wall. It is the Viper's turn. The Viper is going to cast a spell.
Oh, is he? Yep. I'm going to counterspell.
Okay.
Let's see if this one does any good. Oh, come on. Why can I not roll above 5 today? So it's a 13.
A 13? All right. Yeah. That is not going to do it. He starts casting a spell, and he goes, "Manat, see you later, buddy. I need you to make a charisma save, please."
It's magic.
Yep.
He's banishing Minette.
Yeah, you can't take damage if you're banished.
The best I can do is plus 0, so this is 18.
18 doesn't cut it. Minette vanishes. Shoom. That is his turn. Minette's
in his own pocket dimension.
So I assume he was still seeing me.
Yeah. What happened is he appeared on the battlements with Bon. So Bon came up and came and look at you, and then he appeared behind Bon throwing the dagger. Minette, you are banished. Does that technically count as his turn?
I thought you no, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
The spell says he's incapacitated over there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have to damage the Viper and get him to drop his concentration.
I say, stop it. Make a whiz save.
Just stop. Just goddamn it. Stop it.
And I hold out my hand in the Vader choke.
But I like the little choke because he's a gnome.
18.
Oh.
All right.
Dang it. So nothing happens.
All right. Do you want to do anything?
How far away is he?
From you, he's about 30 feet.
I run up and kick him.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Love it.
Does 24 hits, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah, 24 hits.
I was going to say, I think a 20 has hit.
20 is the lowest to be hit with, I think.
Yeah.
18 points of damage from my kick.
So he succeeds. As you kick him, your foot passes through him, and like you obviously hit him, but for effect, you are taught to kick through, and you actually kick through as he turns to mist and appears on a building off the wall. He has misty stepped away.
I will survive. Will you?
Tin, your turn.
I'm going to banish the two Garistros.
Can you do two?
Yep, fifth yeah. level.
Nice.
Level
oh, up. You're upcasting. Well, okay.
Yeah, every level after four.
All right.
Extra one.
Yeah. It's a charisma.
Yep.
So 20.
DC's 19.
Damn.
So they are like starting to climb and. Anything else?
Does the Hawaiian shirt like fall off the horn of one of them?
Yeah, I think it falls. It lands in a puddle.
That'll be my turn.
Okay. All right, Kenny, in your turn.
I got 70 movement. I'm guessing that's enough to get to.
You're hasted.
Oh, I've got 140 movement.
140 will get you to the Viper if that's what you're looking to do.
That's what I'm looking to do.
Okay. You remembered you were hasted, right?
I forgot. Yep.
Well, technically that his kick was because he cast a spell. He can't kick and cast a spell.
Oh, yeah. Cause
so he had a single attack.
I knew that.
He did it legit.
Yeah.
He did it legit. That's why I didn't say anything.
Not same team. You did it right.
You did it right. 23 to a hit.
Yep, that hits.
And I hit him, and he does not
with
have
the axe?
Fire resistance, does he?
No, he doesn't.
So,
sucker.
Because of my Helm of Brilliance, I add a d6 fire.
Okay.
And he takes 36 points of slashing on the first hit, so for you, you gotta have that. So that's 15 that you gotta make. 15 plus 8. 18. You gotta roll 18 con.
Nat 20.
All right, I'm gonna hit you again.
All right.
This is gonna be harder for you to make, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So this time I hit you for 40. So that's a 20 you gotta roll for con.
He's looking rough.
The Viper's looking rough?
Yep.
Nobody get hit by his dagger.
Yeah, he's got the healing factor that's supposed to make him tough.
And I'm booping his snoot.
See, he fails his concentration.
And it reappears and shoots.
No.
Oh, you can't because
no,
you're incapacitated.
Incapacitated.
Damn. Yep. But I do hit him again because I'm hasted.
I can't ready my action.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean,
it makes sense.
Well, how would you even know where to be aiming?
Right.
Yeah.
So
he remembers where he was.
He pulls the trigger wildly.
You shoot and
Bond's got a gaping hole. He's
like,
38.
I've been impaled.
38 on the last one. 38. All right. Excellent. Kinian, Your turn is done, and he takes the close proximity to start attacking. Three attacks come your way, Kinian.
At advantage.
Oh, that's right. Holy shit.
I'll use Warding Flare on the first one.
What's your distance on that? 70 feet wouldn't have made it.
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah, no, it's not going to be 70.
Okay. So, a 20 to hit. Non-natural.
Hits.
Okay. A 13.
Miss.
Miss.
I'll use Helpful Thoughts on the third one.
What the fuck is
thoughts
that?
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
You
and
do have the plus two from haste.
Yep. And then a 27.
That hits.
All right. All right. So, life-stealing dagger first. It is going to be a 30 piercing damage.
And I can't have these because it's all necrotic crap.
Right. Yep.
All
right.
And then I get to have the other stuff.
The other one was Keenside. 30 points of piercing damage for that as well.
That's not so bad. I can have these.
That is his legendary action. Go ahead, Keo.
Is he still next to me?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, so then spell attacks disadvantage then? Or?
Technically no, because he's technically been hit.
Okay.
Unless you're out of range, blah, blah.
No, so okay. Then I get to attack with advantage. So, Keo quickens a firebolt at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll with advantage, got a 10. Does a 20 hit?
A 20 does hit, yes.
Cool. So he takes 4d10 plus...
Charisma.
Plus 4. 39 on that firebolt.
39 damage?
Yep. Then Keo twins a second firebolt.
Okay.
Blue ones are together. And green goes with purple. One, the blue dice will go at the...
Okay.
The Viper, the other one goes at one of the Greastros. Well, does a 25 hit a Greastro?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I hit twice. I hit each.
Okay.
Ooh, man, that dice. Just rolled two tens in a row.
Because it's Firebolt, man.
Yeah. So the Viper takes another 28 fire damage.
All right.
And the Greastro takes 28.
28 as well?
Yep.
All right. He halves it.
No.
Oh, are you the elemental adept?
I'm an elemental adept.
Yeah, he picked it up.
All right.
That was my last. Yeah, instead of going 20 charisma, I did that. Cause... Nice.
All the cool kids have it.
All right. The Viper is going to...
Die.
The Viper is going to use a legendary action. So the Viper starts to cast a spell.
Sure, I'll burn another third level slot.
Okay. He starts to cast the spell and nothing happens.
I want to keep the Viper next to him. If I can.
That's got to be 30 feet, right?
Oh.
So you got to distance it or something.
Well, it's 60.
It's 60.
For counters, 60.
Yeah, I can distance if I need
to. Yeah, you
need to distance. 60 or 90, okay. One of the two.
Distance spell only eats up one sorcery point.
Yep. The Garistro's turn, they make it to the top of the wall, and they start attacking people.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. All right, so Bond first.
Oh, man.
So the first fist is a 16.
Nope.
And then a second fist is a 26.
I gently tap that into my face.
And then we've got a hoof for a cool 30. 14 points of bludgeoning damage on the first attack. I need you to roll a strength saving throw for the second.
17.
17 is not going to make it. 10. So 17 bludgeoning damage. And you are falling off of the top of this this wall.
Oh, no. And I already used my feather fall.
How tall of a wall is it?
70 feet.
Oh, man.
All right.
I don't have anything.
All right. I'm just asking.
Isn't there something with them?
Monks don't take damage when they fall. You say fall.
I reduce damage when I fall.
Yeah. Can't you turn Slow into fall. Your Azamar form and have wings?
Not on a reaction.
On a whim, yeah.
Mm. No.
So 25 points of falling damage?
That's all?
That's nothing.
I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. Fine.
Yeah. I thought, like, as long as you're by a wall or something.
Like, no, it's...
So, Bon, you get kicked off of the wall, and, like, the camera sees you, like, fall backwards with your robes flapping, and then, like, it pans over the top of the wall, and you flip through the air, run down the side of the wall, and land at the bottom, and look up at the Garistro, and the Garistro's like, shit.
And I go...
Keanu Reeves. That was
great
the...
for audio.
Oh, yeah.
We work in an audio medium.
For those of you at home, please watch The Matrix and go to that scene where Neo does cool things.
So none of the movie.
The one scene.
Well, the first movie.
It was a good... I enjoyed all three. I was young enough.
None of the second
for the year
2000,
it was pretty...
Yeah.
It revolutionized a lot of movies. All right.
Hey everyone, I'm DM Alan, and thank you so much for joining us once again on Roll with Advantage. This is Season 3, Episode 38. Hey, listen, we are coming up fast to the end of the show, and thank you so much for listening. You guys have been absolutely amazing. The DM's table is not done producing content, but the show will, unfortunately, come to an end for Roll with Advantage, and we are super excited about it. We have loved doing this show, so thank you for listening. Speaking of DM's table, we are putting out a new show over on our Twitch. Go subscribe over on our Twitch at twitch.tv/DM's table. We are releasing a show called The 800s, and our first episode is going to be November 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You will not want to miss it. You'll hear more about it over on our socials. Go check us out on Twitter at DM's Table and on Facebook at The DM's Table. And if you want to help choose the future books or help support DM's Table or keep this show Roll with Advantage hosted, go check out our Patreon at patreon.com/DM's Table. It's there where you will find more information on how to support. Now, I want to take a quick moment to say thank you so much to Ryan from Roll for Initiative. Ryan was an absolutely fantastic guest. We loved him on the show, and having him play Vaudette, he really brought the character together, and we loved him and his character so much. Thank you, Ryan, so much for joining our little podcast, and I implore you all to go check out Ryan and Dawn's YouTube channel called Roll for Initiative. They are a fantastic nerdy couple that talk about all sorts of really interesting nerd culture things. That's over on YouTube at Roll for Initiative. Here they are one more time to tell you about their channel.
Hey everybody, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Dawn, and let's get ready to Roll for Initiative. We're a couple that does videos on board games. We also do reviews and Game Master Diaries.
We also do interviews, gameplay tips, painting tutorials, and plenty more. If you like what we do here, then don't forget to subscribe and comment on the videos. So enjoy the videos here on Roll for Initiative. Bye!
All right. Without any further ado, let's get into this week's sponsors. Starting it off, we have MetallicDiceGames.com. Metallic Dice Games is a fantastic dice company. We absolutely love their dice. We just gave away a set not too long ago, and DM's Table will give another set away coming up in the near future. We love their products, and we love their dice accessories as well. If you're looking to get fantastic quality on dice and dice accessories, go check out MetallicDiceGames.com and use our coupon code DMSTABLE 10. That coupon code will get you 10% off your next purchase. They are a fantastic company. Please go check them out. Now, let's talk about Audible. Audible is an amazing audiobook platform with over 180,000 books to choose from. They are a absolutely fantastic platform. We love them. Most of the people on the show have a Audible account and regularly listen to it. And if you want to try it out, why don't you use our affiliate link, audibletrial.com/RWA. It's there where you will get a 30-day free trial, 2 free audiobooks, and access to the Audible originals. Go check out Audible today.
Hey, speaking of Audible, why don't you use our code to pick up The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson? It's going to be our first featured book for our brand new book club, The 800s. You have just under 3 weeks to absorb all 40 hours of the pure literary genius that is Stormlight Archive Book 1. Join Kaladin and Shallan as they learn to accept their past and use it to shape their future. A story of knights, bravery, magic shard blades, and powers long forgotten. Is Honor dead, or does he live on in the hearts of men? Listen now and join us on November 7 to talk about it.
Now, last but not least, Incompetech. Incompetech.com is a fantastic audio score website where they do just phenomenal score pieces. They are absolutely fantastic, and their website is super easy to use. They use cloud tags so you can type in the mood and what kind of genre you're kind of looking for your creative pieces or what have you. And it is fantastic. Go check them out. That's incompetech.com today. That's all I've got for you this week. Let's get back to the episode, and I'll see you out on the internet. Bye, guys. All right, Manette, your turn. Disadvantage on the first attack, right?
My turn to get hit, not my turn.
Yeah.
Poor phrasing.
Yeah. That's my life.
I won't say anything.
It was like
25.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. So one fist, and then ooh, you might be fine. We've got, what's your AC?
18.
18. So we've got a hit. Do you want to pop shield?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
What's that bring you up to?
20.
Okay. So here's what happens. You get punched in the face, just like a rabbit punch right in the gnome face. And it shocks you awake as the second fist comes in. You hit your emergency release on your mechanical shield, and it flips out right in front of you, and it absorbs one of the punches, the second punch from the Garistro, and then the Garistro does a spinning kick, like it turns and slams a hoof into the shield again, blowing the shield back. Your shield has absorbed both of the attacks. And it hangs limp now at the side. Very nice. So let's resolve that damage here. 3d8. And you take 9, 10, 11, plus 7 is 18 points of bludgeoning damage. Viper's turn. Viper is going to bamf away. You see Kinian, he turns into mist in front of you. And is going to end up further away from the party. He is going to end up about 70 feet from you. And he's going further into town. And that is going to be his turn. Manette, your turn.
I fly up 60 feet.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot the Viper.
Okay.
Which is disadvantage.
Yes. Fuck off, fag.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Not today. Not today.
The other one's a 17, so that would have hit.
And as you moved up, there's a attack of opportunity against you. I believe it's at disadvantage because your turn has begun. That's probably not going to do it. 16? Nope. Okay. All right. Maybe that's what throws you off, though, is he, like, nicks your boot and, like, just moves you enough in the air, it is Bond's turn.
I run after the Viper.
You're on the other side of the wall, so you need to come up.
But you're hasted.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I've got 130 feet of movement. Can I get to him?
No.
I've got 195 feet of movement. Can I get to him?
You'll be close. I think you're technically within 30 feet.
Okay.
So that's 140 plus 70.
He's a ways away.
He's moving quite distances.
Okay. I'm gonna blow some spells on him.
Much coward.
Quite distance.
I yell out, chicken shit!
First I think everybody in the party wants to be the one to kill him.
First attack is disadvantage, or until he gets hit is disadvantage.
Yes. Yep.
It's 15 hit?
15? No.
25 hit?
25 does hit.
Gosh darn right. So two Eldritch Blasts hit him.
All right.
For a whopping 10 damage. I yell, come back here!
It's going to be the Viper's turn. The Viper turns and throws several daggers at you.
Disadvantage, all of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I've hit him.
That's not going to do it. And that is a 20?
Miss.
Are you going for me or for Kenny?
He's going for you.
Yeah, miss.
Okay. And a crit.
I'm going to call it at disadvantage.
Miss.
Yep, I rolled a 20 and a 19, and Keenside crits on 19s.
Oh, wah, wah.
So, here we go.
I bet it was not the lifesteal dagger, though.
It's not the lifesteal dagger, so you're good.
I'm going to use my reaction to catch it.
You take 40 points of damage.
Mother fudger, I'm not going to catch it.
No, you're not.
You can reduce it a lot, though.
I reduce it by 21.
Oh, shit, nice.
So he puts his hand up,
yep.
And he catches the dagger, pointy end, right in his hand.
Right in the hand. And then
it just like melts away.
Yep, melts away in the mist.
And I'm like, oh, I got a splinter.
Hey, but guess what? Kinian's turn, right? Or did Tin act?
I did Hold not up. Act yet.
Hold up.
What?
Hold the phone. How much damage was the crit?
40.
I have it.
Oh.
You took the whole thing and caught it. You throw that at the fucker.
Oh, okay.
If that's allowed. Because he did enough absorption to take no damage, so at this point he's holding the dagger.
Yeah, if you have it, yeah. Yeah, so you would be able to do that.
You caught it, dude.
That's cool. I'm not going to throw it, though, because that costs key.
You're just, like, holding it, and it probably goes poof.
All right.
I don't know. Doesn't that... Position's 9/10.
I'm going to grab it really hard, thinking that'll prevent it from going.
Okay. And then it goes.
That bond barbarian
combined with monk cheese stopped all that damage.
Nice. Tin, your turn.
I will use my last 5th level to try to banish the two Garistros again.
All right.
So charisma save, DC 19.
Bye-bye, 5th level slots.
Got a charisma 19.
Balls.
And a and a failure. So one disappears.
Which one?
The one on Manette.
Oh! Well, below Manette.
Yeah, below. All
right.
My turn.
Yeah, it is your turn.
I'm at 140 movement now, yeah. So I'm going to use half.
Okay.
Yep. That's a hit. Good. That's a good hit.
He did a good.
38 damage.
Okay.
Any Italian fans unsubscribe from the podcast?
Too bad.
That's a my culture.
32. 32 damage.
Double down on the insensitivity.
But you're also pointing
Lewis
out that it's insensitive.
Spain, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
you know?
We're good.
We're keeping it 100.
37.
37. All right.
Is he dead?
He is not looking good, though.
That fucker.
Do you do anything else?
I spit on him.
And he is covered in blood at this point.
You like my armor?
Yeah. And he goes, take a rest. I need you and Bon to make a saving throw, please. Charisma.
So that's not like a spell or anything.
It is a spell. Can you do over 140?
No.
Okay.
10.
Luck point. Didn't help.
No.
11.
And I look at the little globy thingy from Vodette, and I go,
as you're passing out,
I better not dream about Vodette. Fucking 12.
Oh god. You both vanish.
All right. So
it is
Kyo's turn.
Kyo, your turn.
I fly 50 towards the this is where I get to be cool and kill the
It yeah. should have been me.
So I fly.
You were the chosen one.
I fly 50 towards him, and then I Eldritch Blast using Repelling Blast.
Okay. All right.
He has been hit, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it's 4 straight attacks.
Yeah, I clonked him good.
Ooh, a crit.
Nice.
Ooh. Does a 19 hit him?
Yes. It meets.
So pew. Fine, pew pew pew. He's knocked back 4 times. We'll roll the crit first. A crit of 4 force damage. That's okay, because this is going to be cool.
Make your concentration.
Then I hit him for 10 force damage. And I hit him for 3 force damage. And I hit him for 1 force damage.
So he's got to roll 4 consecutive saving throws.
Yep.
4 consecutive saving throws.
Okay.
Of DC 10.
10.
Okay.
And then he needs to make a dex save.
Okay.
As I toss him a spicy meatball.
A spicy meatball.
I just let the insensitivity roll.
A level 4. I shoot a level 4 fireball. So that's 9d6.
See, it's very important to me to know if Kinian's bamps back and just sees like this atom bomb going off or not.
So after the first attack, you guys pop back in.
Because you killed him with 4 damage.
That's okay, I still do this.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
It's just like ragdoll.
So he's tumbling through the air away from me. And kaboom! Oh, I get to change ones into twos?
Nice.
Yep,
so that's 4.
So you can double dead him.
6,
for those of us
10,
that tend to roll lots of ones on D8.
20, 36, 40 fire damage.
40 fire damage?
Yep.
All right. So you, Kinian and Bon, you bamf back into existence.
And they're just, because he's tumbled through the air, that fireball centered on him, and they're just outside of it.
Yeah. So you guys come into existence, and you see Viper, and he's got like this pained look on his face as another Eldritch Blast strikes him, and he gets pushback, and he gets flung off of the top of the roof, and in comes this red bead. Shoop! The explosion rockets out. The heat blows through your hair, and when the fire disappears, nothing can be seen of the Viper. It is now Garistro's turn. So you, Tin, you were saying that you were flying
100
feet off of the ground, right?
Yes.
So is that 30 feet above? That'd be 30 feet above the the embattlements then, because they're 70 above the ground and then 30 feet up, right?
Is that your intent? I want to be 100 feet above whatever level the Garistro is on.
Okay, so the Garistro, Minette, you see the Garistro like look up, and these guys are fairly smart. He looks at the embattlement and hits like one of the giant bricks, breaks it off, and tosses it at you, Tin.
Okay.
Assuming I have to do a,
yep.
a dex save, a... I'm assuming?
It's a ranged attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a 1d6, you know, because it's an improvised weapon. He doesn't get to add his proficiency modifier to the attack.
Is going to be
well outside of the range. Throw an improvised weapon.
Yeah.
19.
That meets my armor class.
All right. 28 points of bludgeoning damage.
18 plus 2 is 20 for my concentration.
Okay.
I just wave at him.
He snorts, and when he snorts, flames come out of his nostrils. And at your turn.
I shoot the Gristro. 24 to hit.
All right.
45.
All right. 45 damage. All right.
I fly up higher.
Okay.
Are there... We're nowhere near cloud level, are we? I can't hide up here.
No,
no.
That's the disadvantage.
they're really low clouds. Uh-huh. At about 1,000 feet up.
Just mind moving the cloud around yourself.
It's not foggy today.
All right, it is now your turn, Bon.
I go over to where the viper fell.
Yep, and you look, and you see at the bottom a twisted and mangled corpse of. Of the viper.
Cut his fucking head off!
All right, I'm good for this campaign.
What is Rob Schneider doing here?
I'm gonna go over to his body and I'm not gonna cut his head off.
Do you have a bag of holding? Sure. Just toss him inside. Or wait. No, don't do that.
Just in case.
That could open up a
if he's got one. Plane. Is the javelin nearby?
It is. It's on the ground.
I'm gonna snag that guy. Yep.
Okay.
Snag that.
All right.
And if any of his daggers fell out, I'm gonna snag those too.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Those
and then
are
I'm gonna start dragging him back to the fortification. Swing him over my shoulder and make my way back.
So all right. On murder hobos.
Well, he picks up instead of helps out. You know.
You murdered.
What are you talking? I didn't. What?
Yeah, I guess I did the murder. You did the hoboing. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Supreme overkill.
Yeah.
Bon has a home. It's just here.
Tin, your turn.
It's just chaos, my home.
How's the one Garistro look? Is he, like, bloodied at
just
all?
Just damage. No.
No damage? Okay.
He's got some, but not much.
All right. Well, I don't really want to...
They're hardy motherfuckers.
Waste my spells very much. I will drop so that I am 60 feet above him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will do Toll of the Dead.
Oh, that's good.
18.
He loses.
All right.
D12s.
What?
33 necrotic and 6 radiant.
Well, if that ain't mixed bag of damage.
33.
Right.
Do they resistant to necrotic?
He is necrotic. No, he's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Not necrotic. All right. And so you toll the dead, and as this tentacle comes out and cuts the Garistro, it pulls back and out steps Bond's sister from the scar.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dat ho.
Dat ho. Oh.
Whoa.
Shoom.
That's
and,
my sister.
After your
She's
turn.
She's a bitch, not a hoe.
After your turn, Tin, mm-hmm. you hear. Pew! And as you do, bodies start falling from the sky.
Let the bodies.
All right. And that is Tin's turn. Gideon, you look back you hear this noise, and off in the distance, you see waves of airborne demons starting to fall through the air. Dretches and the like are just taking this parabolic arch and starting to strike the town. it is your turn. So you see Boone step out from a scar behind you.
So Viper, he was kind of zigzagging away, right?
Yep.
So, like, as a bird flies, like, how far is she from me?
140 feet.
I get there.
Okay.
Right up on her. And, and deception, like, style, I run up right next to her and I say, it's bad news for you. Bond said I can kill you this time.
Nice. All right.
Are you trying to deceive her, or are you just, you're just saying things?
I'm just saying that it's a deception, but I'm trying to come off as an intimidation against her.
For those of you with passive 35 perception, you hear, no, I didn't.
All right.
I'm going to boop the snoot. 21.
A 21 misses.
Well, that is not going to miss at a 27.
A 27 hits.
37 on the first hit. I'm going to hit again. Going to use a luck point because those rolls are dem ass.
Is that three?
Dem ass rolls. That'll hit.
Have you burned three? Is
that... Yes.
Okay. And a hit?
Yep.
At what? Above a 27?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a 27.
Okay.
Exactly. 29. That's some shit damage.
Subpar.
Subpar.
After you strike her, she is going to, like, she turns real quick. She slashes her scimitar through the air, and it moves with...
Purple scimitar.
It moves with a blinding speed, and it cuts through space, and as it does, out walks a Baylor.
Oh. We know how to fight those. You get right next to them and hit them until they explode.
Like, I see this, like, slash through the air, and I'm, like, looking around for a party member that's, like, I can see their eyes. And I probably, like, look up, and I see Tin. I'm like... She's got my sword.
The Baylor comes in and it, like,
subtle wink.
It wobbles in, and it lets out this horrendous screech. Just you see cuts and all the sore. It looks like it's been battling for months.
It's gonna suicide bomb.
Keo, your turn.
Not a bad tactic.
So, anyways, as a bonus action, I create a fourth level spell slot.
Okay.
Magic.
As my action, I'm going to do my machine gun thing. I was going to push the grease row off the wall, but I think I'm going to push the baler off the wall instead.
Okay.
Because it's up above ground, right?
Yeah. It's up on the wall.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and push it off using repelling blast.
Okay.
You know. Now, is it adjacent?
I mean...
To an ally of mine?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it's right next to Kenyan.
I can pack tactics it.
At least on the first hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'll roll the first one at advantage and see what we got. So, 28 will hit a Baylor, right?
Yes.
It takes 8 force damage and is pushed 10 feet away.
Okay. As soon as you hit it,
yeah.
It explodes.
I was hoping they'd be low enough damage.
Hey, I'm all right with this. It's going to hit your bee sister.
let's see. Everybody within a...
My bad.
30-foot radius.
See, I was trying to push it 40 feet off so it'd blow up.
I think it would just be Kenyan and Boone.
Yep. And the Girostro. So, Kenyan, this explosion goes off, and you take 65, you got to save,
there's
actually.
Saves.
But, yeah.
I'm just like, it's a good sign.
Then on that first hit, I try to shift my aim over to the grease drill for the other bolts.
Okay.
Because they are, you know, it's not like magic missile where they're all at the same.
But I still have it.
Yep. So 65.
Well, I mean, I guess we got to have it to blow 32. Up next to somebody because it's every Baylor we fought.
Well, it hurts them as well, so it's all good.
See, guys, she's not truly evil. She brought a practically dead one. She's trying to be good.
And I look back at Q, and I can only imagine with the last one exploding and with me giving the thumbs up, there's probably like a little kobold like...
yeah, thumbs up.
thumbs up. Q.
And so the Greestro is not adjacent.
I just failed a fire save. I need to make a roll on the Helm of Brilliance.
Uh-oh. We might have some more explosion damage.
Oh, shit.
It could blow up every gem on the hat.
Oh, God.
If I roll a one.
Do those have a radius, or is that just to you?
It's a radius. So you might have just set off a Roman candle.
Kyo's
killing everything. What's that sizzling noise?
I have to look up what the... If I get advantage on it or not. Because I'm not... No.
You want me to pull it up or you got
I don't think you would.
Roll a d20 if you're wearing the helm and take fire damage as a result of us failing a saving throw against a spell. Not a spell.
Oh, okay. Safe.
Safe. Safe. It doesn't... I'm not going to roll. Nice. I'm not going to put that out in the universe.
That's right. That's right.
Because that's a lot of gems exploding off my hat.
So, Kyo, yeah. Do you continue?
What? Well, I have three more attacks in that spell. All
right. Go ahead.
So, is the Greestro adjacent to?
Yep. He's right next to Kinian.
So, I'm just going to change the tactic to the next one.
Uh-huh.
A 27 hits a Greestro, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, it's pushed 10 feet towards the edge, taking 5 force damage.
All right.
And then, I guess the last two will be just straight attacks. And a 28 will hit, so it's pushed another 10 feet to the edge for another 5 force damage.
Okay. It falls?
Yeah. And that's why the last one misses. So it gets the falling damage, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You don't need to do damage with your spells. You just need to push people into having damage.
That's all right.
70 feet is how many D6s? Not many.
7. All right.
Ooh, that's like a whole 7 damage.
I don't know. My personal experience is falling damage isn't that much.
After
it's not too bad for Barb either.
After your turn, Kyo, she casts a spell.
Okay, so 4th level counter spell.
Okay.
Reaction.
So she raises her hand, and green light starts like forming in her palm, pointing at you. Mm-hmm. At 10, and it fizzles out. And she makes a sweeping attack at Kinian. That's a 30. 30 is going to hit. 44 damage, Kinian.
Bond just runs across.
That's 22.
At things with his sword drawn, and then they die.
All right, Garistro's turn. Garistro is... I think the Garistro is going to take himself out of the initiative... and is going to be just beating the shit out of the wall. Just doosh, 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 going at it like a siege monster would. At this point, at the bottom, there is dretches just flooding around the Garistro, and it's trying to pound a hole in the wall of the town.
The
dretches
will take care of the Garistro.
It is...
Numbers, we'll take him!
Is... Boone's turn.
Before she makes an attack, I look her over, and I'm...
Damn!
I'm like...
Chris Tucker.
Well, no, I mean, I'm looking at her weapons, and I'm like, you know what I did with your last sword I took? Your bro's got it. He's gonna have that one, too.
Ooh.
I thought you were going powerful woman direction or something, you know.
It's kind of weird because it's a sister of a friend.
What? Kimian has boundaries.
Now he does. Now he's a little bit smarter.
There it is. Okay, wait,
they look a lot alike. Are they related?
So Kimian, you note it, like you say that, and she flips this one. She's wielding two scimitars at this point, and she flips one of them in over her hand with like this blinding speed, and she's like, only if you can catch them. Here we go.
She throwing the scimitars?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
With this blinding speed, she crits you, but you can't be critted.
Correct.
So she attacks at you, and she goes straight for the heart. And as she does, your breastplate like magically turns into dragon scales, forming like into your skin, and it just ripples into this dragon scale. You still take damage, but it is softened. 45 slashing.
That's non-crit damage?
That is non... Well, yeah, that's non-crit. That's without being doubled.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good hit.
She's nasty.
Yeah.
And then does a... yeah, that's going to hit at 22. Another 21 points of slashing damage. You can have this, but anything that you take is wounding, so you cannot regain it until a short rest.
Just imagining, like, Boone, we're glad you're here. Take a seat. We've written letters.
Part of that damage is wounding.
This is an
like
intervention.
10 hit points of it.
Yeah, because you have it.
Yeah. So 10 hit points, I can't
weapon.
Heal until
yeah, just
rest.
That one weapon. Yep.
That's a weapon of wounding.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. All right. It is now, let's see. It's now Minette's turn. Minette, you see off in the distance another figure start coming in. You hear a boom, and you see
my
a
hammer.
Figure with a hammer flying through the air.
It's Thor.
Yeah. What do
cool.
you do?
Like, where does he appear to be flying to?
Towards you.
Does it look like Dander?
Towards me.
Yeah, he's looking. It's Dander. And he's coming towards you guys.
I fly out of the way.
Okay.
And then I reload.
I'm pretty far away.
Yep.
So I'm gonna make my way towards the wall. Is this javelin attunement?
Yes.
All right, I'm not going to use that then.
Okay.
So I'll double move and haste move to the wall.
Okay. You get there? Because that's like 100 and what feet for you?
So that's 195 feet total.
Oh, yeah, you can totally get there.
And up?
And up. Oh, yeah, because you were on the ground. Yes.
Yep.
Yep. We'll say you're in the battle.
Over and up. And
all
I'm
right.
like... Oh, hey, and I dropped the Viper.
All right, I will do a third level Guiding Bolt for the lulz.
Okay.
Spell attack.
At whom?
Oh, at Boone. Does a 17 hit?
No.
No.
No, okay.
Not at all.
She's got really high armor class.
Yep.
Okay, that's my turn.
All right.
Fourth round of Banish.
All right, it is Kinnean, your turn.
Kinnean kneels for a moment and touches the axe blade to his forehead and calls on his ancestors.
All right.
And
shoot. How many do you get?
Nine.
Nine. Ooh, I think that's max, ain't it?
No, one more would be max. So nine Kinnians basically appear surrounding her and proceed to make attack rolls. What do I need to hit? Because I just had a 23.
That's not going to do it.
Wow.
Jeez.
Miss.
Her name was Lola. She
Wait,
was
that was a
recording.
Crit. Because a 20, but I have a plus 3 modifier. So
okay.
One crit.
So you got a crit to hit.
Yeah, so...
It's not a good sign that you need a crit to miss.
They all miss except for that one crit. All
right.
And nice. Just, that's a saucy 22 damage. but now, yeah, we've got a whole bunch of Kinnians hanging out.
And I say, have fun with some of this. And I turn and throw my axe at Dander.
All right. Excellent.
That will hit, I'm guessing, a 32 to hit.
32 hits, oh yeah.
And a flaming axe comes out of nowhere and hits him. It's not a ton of damage. He suffers 20 points. Do I have to split the fire off for him?
Yes.
Okay, so 17 plus 19 total damage, so I halved it for you.
19, thank you.
And the axe comes back to me.
Nice. All right. Dander turns, and he runs up to you.
To who?
To you.
Oh, okay, all the friends.
Yeah. You're taking aggros. He runs up to you, and he is going to strike at you with his hammer.
Just 20 to hit, though, so he's going to hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One hit, two hit, red fish, blue fish. So two hits, one miss. And you take... two strength saving throws for me, please.
You have to beat a hammer.
35. 35. Both crits.
Okay, excellent. Nice. So you
wasting
succeed.
My crits.
take.
Considering you roll at about a 10% crit rate instead of 5.
You take 42 points of damage on the first hit. And 41 on the second.
Just imagine if he picked up those like three levels of fighter.
Those, the hammer, as it strikes you, it keeps hitting the dragon scale that's on your breastplate, and these rippling shock waves come out as they hit you. Just boom, boom. Your strength alone holds you in place. It is now Kyo's turn.
As a bonus action, Kyo sacrifices a second level spell slot to create sorcery points.
Okay.
And then he points at Dander and says, "Hey, Dandruff."
Chapow.
Chapow.
That is his name. I remember. That is his name.
And... Dandruff is next to Kinian, right?
Yep. Are you casting a spell?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
I am casting a spell.
Let's see. It's the DC. So I rolled a 17. Do I add anything to it?
Hmm. Are you counterspelling?
Yeah, counterspell.
Yeah, so my firebolt fizzles.
Okay. Shoom. All right.
Payback.
Except, you know, that's 4d10 plus 4, so...
Yeah, that's a pretty big fizzle, so...
Yeah, those can actually be pretty good.
Yep. Oh, I know. I've been on the receiving end many a times.
It's like there's no point in anything below fireball for damaging spells because the cantrips are better.
Right. All right. Is that all you got?
That was an action and a bonus action. I guess I do a loop-de-loop.
Okay. Kind of loop around the battle? Or oh, you just... Okay, you just do a flip in the air.
Whee!
Boone,
I might die today. I'm going to have some fun.
That's right. Boone does a...
We should all have brooms.
A whirlwind attack. And let's see if it's super effective. She has 4 attacks, and she is going to slice and dice.
Disadvantage on all of them except against me.
Okay, what's your DC? I'm sorry, what's your AC for 20? Okay, 20? No, not you.
The Kinians.
Yeah, the Kinians.
She can't miss.
Okay.
They have 13.
Okay, what's their health? I've got it. 67. She hit slightly less than half. She hit 4. So, yep. It is Minette, your turn.
Is she aware of me?
Maybe. Let's see.
I mean, I'm almost 200 feet up at this point.
Her passive perception is 20, so probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I miss.
Damn.
Use your luck point.
I already had advantage.
You used the Vaudette luck point.
It's not worth it.
All right.
It's just one hit.
It is Bon, your turn.
I'm going to do something dumb.
Okay.
I move to the edge of the Kinians.
Okay.
And I yell out, Boone, repent. It's not too late for you. We're going to kick the Demogorgon's ass up and down the Sword Coast. Now is the time to join the right side.
Yeah, bro.
All right, give me a persuasion at disadvantage.
And I hold out Celestia's Might to her, too.
Okay, all right. With a straight roll, then.
Crit.
Was that the door of opportunity closing?
Yes.
15.
15 is not going to cut it, my friend.
She grabs Celestia's mic.
I think she just like bats it away and she says, you all will fall before my God.
Disappointing. What do you want to call that for action economy?
I think you have a bonus action left.
All right.
Well, he's hasted, so he still has an action.
Yeah.
That could have been your regular action. Yep. You have a haste action.
Yep.
Do I still have Celestia's Might?
Yeah.
Or is it like she hit it out of my hand?
No, you still have it.
Dude, stab her in the face.
Her in the face. So I'm not saying turn her, but you were warned that they are hard to turn. So it is not impossible. You just didn't do it. I'm not advising your action. I'm just reminding you that it's not impossible.
I'm going to hilt hit her.
Okay.
As an unarmed strike, essentially.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit her again with the other hand.
Nice.
And not a fair. And a 17. It's 12 and 13 damage
okay.
for both.
To Boone?
Yep. And make a con save.
Is this a magical effect or is this a class ability?
This is a class ability.
Okay. Of 7.
Really?
Stunned her.
Yeah,
she's stunned.
Okay.
Good.
Nice.
She can't do legendaries and murder my homies.
It is... So you hit her with the pommel.
Yep.
And you hit her like in a nerve cluster and she is like she's dazed and doesn't know what's going on.
Dude, you stalked her.
Tin, your turn.
I will cast Hold Person on Dander. He has to do a wisdom save.
Aren't you concentrating?
Oh wait, yeah,
on
no,
the,
I can't do that one. That's right. That's concentrate. I will drop down. And
make an attack.
Make an attack. Punch him in the back of the head. Bam, 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 bam.
Nice.
So that's a 31.
Okay. All right, that hits.
He is.
Slimy doom.
Yeah, I was like, maybe one of
no,
the other
nothing
ones.
Else is good.
Maybe that one spell, of the other ones would be fun to see.
That spell should just be called Slimy Doom.
It's like but when you're standing in the gas station, like, should I get a monster? Should I try something else? Monster.
Oh, I could make him confused. I'll do Slimy Doom. So he's bleeding uncontrollably, has disadvantage on constitution checks and saving throws. And when he takes damage, is stunned until the end of his next turn.
Okay. And does he get saves for
yes,
that?
Yes, he does.
Con saves.
At the end of each of his turns.
Okay.
Con saves at disadvantage.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
3 successes, cool. And he shakes it. 3 failures, and it's good for a week, I think.
All right.
And then, because I have 60 movement,
mm-hmm.
and I probably have at least like 10 or 15 movements, so I fly up 10, 15, because he can't attack me.
Yep.
Can. So. He's not stunned yet.
Yeah, okay, I will wait then. I will just stand right by him.
All right. All right, so you stand next to him?
Yeah.
Sounds like time to Eldritch Blast him off the side of the...
All right, Kinian, your turn.
Kinian sees that a nerve's been struck on Boone.
Yeah.
And item interaction,
Shink.
My axe goes right into the quiver, and I walk up, and I'm smirking, and I say, "Now, girl, I told you that the swords would be mine."
You gonna take them?
And I use my attack action to take scimitar 1 and scimitar 2 and dual wield scimitars.
So you could actually use your haste attack because that's a single attack. I guess that would be item interaction and item interaction to take them.
Oh, okay.
Is it double item interaction? So I get an item interaction as a
haste
and I get a free item interaction, so I still have attacks.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
At least that's how I...
Okay.
However, Alan wants to do it.
So Kinian walks up and just like, sweet! And I'm holding a scimitar in one hand and I pull the other one, I hold it in the other hand and I'm kind of like smiling, going ching, 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 ching. Awesome.
She looks at you just like wide-eyed, like she's been clocked, right? Like,
yeah.
Like she is completely stunned and she doesn't know what to make of it. She's clearly not here right now. Yeah, so you got two scimitars.
And I walk up next to Dander. Huh. I wonder what these do. And make an attack roll.
Okay. So you make an attack roll and...
You can bonus action attack with the offhand one, too.
I can. I know this.
It'd be like smack, smack, smack.
Haste is a nice spell.
You can attack, and I believe you add 2 to your attack. These are +2 weapons. You don't get all the cool sickness because I believe both of them are attunement, but yeah.
So the first roll...
Scimitar of speed and scimitar of wounding.
So they're +2s, right?
Yeah.
You can attack with strength.
I am.
With any sort of weapon.
I don't think I can miss unless I roll a 1, because that's an 18 and a 17 on the first attack roll.
To hit?
To hit Dander?
To hit Dander?
Yeah,
that misses like crazy.
No, an 18 plus 17 on the first swing.
Oh, there's a plus 17? How the fuck do you get plus 17?
Because I'm not recklessly, like, A, I'm recklessly attacking, so I have advantage.
Okay.
But B, I've got a shit ton of strength. I'm proficient with these weapons, and they're +2, and I'm not doing the negative.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So
Jesus Christ.
I rolled an 18, and then I'm adding 17.
Yeah, you can't miss.
Yeah. And then another swing, hitting, and then bonus action at this point.
Yeah, because that'd be the offhand attack.
And that hits.
Dual wielding.
So is it just a D6? So I've basically taken the weapons out of one of your NPCs and stunned the other one because of a spell.
Glorious.
And since
we
came to
play. We'll get wrecked next session anyways, so.
So 40 total points of damage with the 2 scimitars.
Okay.
They're not quite as good as your normal weapon.
Well, I would have kicked the shit out of him with the great axe, but I wanted to take the swords because I said I was gonna.
All right, all right. So Dander's turn. What happens? He loses his turn.
He at the end of his turn gets to do a con save.
Okay.
No, how
I
does
love
that
that's
work
at
the
end of the turn.
He is going to choose to succeed.
That's like the most broken spell I found.
For you. It's so fucking broken.
You're right next. So you're still next to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Keo is not repelling blasting. He's just regular. This isn't for the damage. It's for the stunning effect.
Right.
So
I didn't know you could turn it on or off.
Cool. Yeah, you can choose whether or not to use it. It's a warlocking thing. So Keo bloops for a Does a 22 hit?
A 22 misses.
So this is number 2 bloop. Does a 26 hit?
A 26 hits.
It does 6 force damage, and he's restunned.
Kinian thinks he's all this cool.
He's like a scimitar.
These are so light.
Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Going and crazy then he hits that. Again. So 6 force, then 1 force, and last one. So he hits with 2. But the point was to stun it, and then as a bonus action, sacrifice another second level spell slot to get another 2 sorcery points.
All right.
And Kyo kind of flies a little over to see what's going on with Bond's sister.
All right. Kinian, does
like 60 feet out.
Okay. Does your ancestors to continue to pummel her?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. 24?
24 meets.
I got one!
I did it!
So it's like my grandfather. This was how I do it, kids!
No, wait, if he gets it was like advantage.
The battle scene in Force Awakens where they're like swinging at her and their fists are going the other direction.
12.
Instead of connecting.
Boone's turn. Does she unstun?
She gets nothing. She's stunned till the end of my turn.
Oh, damn. All right.
Until she's stunned until Bon restuns her.
Yeah. Manette, your turn.
Well, I'm stupid, so.
Who's been hit more, Dander or Boone?
Well, Dander's barely been hit
Boone
at all.
Boone looks rougher.
Okay. And shoot Boone then.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bon. God damn it. I miss again.
All right.
You should mend your sight.
Yeah.
She's got
potion
of
true
of
aim
left.
Sucks. Must be alcohol in it, making my aim go all wonky.
I might have mixed up the labels. That might have been alcohol.
Well, he's used to accounting for drop, and now he doesn't have to. He's just shooting a little high.
It's the new gun.
It's now Bon's turn.
I run up to Boone. You guys ready for another stupid?
Sure.
And
does she appear to have any other weapons character? On her? Well, I'm asking because
for a friend.
Well, you just saw me take away her active weapons. At this point, you might realize, like, if she's got no other visible weapons, you might think that, oh, at this point, maybe she'll listen to reason because there's, yeah.
Yeah, at this point, hello.
No, she doesn't. All right.
I step closer, right? Uh-huh. Because you're in battle, you're not usually close to people. I step up to her and I take the sword still backwards in my hand. I take her hand, I put it on top of the pommel.
Okay.
And I say, I made the mistake of cutting you down once. I'll not do it again. Join us. And that's my turn.
Can rule the empire together.
Roll a straight roll.
This is where Bond gets stabbed with his own sword.
11.
11? All right. Nope. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
All right. So as your turn ends, she becomes unstunned, right?
Yep.
She comes out of this daze and she starts like grabbing her head and she says, stop, stop, get out of my head, stop. And she just lets out this like this loud scream. I need everyone other than Manette to make a intelligence saving throw.
Damn it, I'd be real good at this.
22.
Nice.
Oh, I rolled really good.
I rolled typically.
16 plus 0 is 16.
So, all right.
I got a whopping 11.
All right. What'd you get, Dan?
22.
22. All right, and Kyo?
I rolled a 5, so I got a 7.
All right.
My minimum would be 14.
Let's see. All right, Kinian, you barely make it.
Oh, smart Kinian.
All right, it is...
Wait, so a 20 barely makes it?
We might lose haste.
22 barely makes it.
I guarantee you none of my ancestors could have made it.
All right, Kinian. Kinian, you take half. Everybody else takes 70 points of psychic damage as this scream moves through the air and pierces into your mind. You hear as you hear the scream, you hear her scream, and then it modulates into a roar, a bestial roar.
And I'm going to use my reaction. If it's not going to help Tin at all to make her saving throw, I'm going to lower the damage she took by 14.
Can you do that to psychic?
Anything.
Okay.
Reaction, stop, any type of damage.
All right.
So she takes that. She takes 14 to Boone.
Okay.
Damn. How did Dander do?
Right?
Dander didn't make it. Well, actually, he's a pretty smart cookie. Let's see.
He's obviously not that smart. He came to fight the obsidian flame.
Barbarian made an int save.
So fuck. That's a 35 arcana I gotta make.
And above 20.
Yeah, he makes
int
it.
Save.
So what is that, 45? No, 35. That's not 35. I need you to make a a save.
You probably
a constitution
can't make
saving.
The con save.
I can't make the con save. So,
well, I could, but I didn't roll good.
Kinian and Bond can't act on their next turn.
Why is that?
A wave of lethargy goes over them.
Ah, shit.
Shit.
A Garistra also reappears.
Yes, it does. All right. And as
you got like 6 or 7 rounds out of that, though, so
as you hear the modulated scream, a massive tear opens up, and out come tentacles. The tentacles kind of like grab onto space around the tear, and you see as the Demogorgon births itself from the abyssal plane.
Dude, how big is the Demogorgon?
Huge.
Massive.
Like a 10-story building, probably.
Gigante.
Yes. In my canon, he is. It's like God. Think of what's the fire lord from Ragnarok, from
Surtur.
Yeah, Surtur. Think Surtur, like in Asgard, just massive. That's what you're facing with the Demogorgon. He towers over the buildings, and we will pick up where we left off next time. Hey, thank you so much for listening. What a fantastic episode. We cannot wait for next week's episode. We hope you stick around to find out what happens next. If you want to find out more about the show, about our characters, or things like that, go check us out on dmstable.com/RWA. DM's Table has got information on how to contact us through Twitter or Facebook or things like that. Go check it out, and we'll see you out on the internet. See ya.